Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is reflecting on some of the accomplishments in his first year in office, and he's setting new goals for year two. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on Walsh's first State of the City address last night.
Marty Walsh promises transparency as Boston moves ahead with its Olympic bid due in September.
We'll take this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to talk about our city's future in education, in housing, in transportation, and more. That's why the public process is the ultimate benefit. It's why I'm committed to you that we will hold transparent conversations on every impact in every neighborhood.
Walsh has promised 9 neighborhood meetings. Olympic planners have promised to release the entire Boston proposal next week. Walsh was elected in part thanks to the support he received in Black, Latino, and Asian neighborhoods. In the wake of large peaceful protests in Boston over the deaths of unarmed Black men at the hands of police around the country, Walsh is promising a series of meetings to discuss racial divisions in the city.
I know from my own life, you can't move forward unless you reach out and deal honestly with the past. The truth is that when it comes to race and class, Boston has a lot of unfinished business. We must not be afraid to talk about it.
Walsh says Boston will partner with the Rockefeller Foundation to convene what he calls a citywide conversation aimed at healing divisions that go back generations. And to help heal the racial divide, Walsh promised to improve the physical landscape of the city, in particular in some of the city's most neglected business districts.
Starting with Bowdoin, Geneva, and Dorchester, and Grove Hall. There you go. And Grove Hall in Roxbury. We will provide public space upgrades and the extra help for small businesses.
Walsh also promised to provide city land to create homes for low and middle income families. He also devoted part of his address to innovation. To great applause, he reminded drivers of a new app, Park Boston.
Soon you won't have to fumble for quarters to pay the parking meter.
Walsh is promising to make education a top priority. He continues to expect to have the names of finalists for a new school superintendent, a position he's called his most important appointment, by next month. And in his address, he called not acceptable the idea that parents see getting their children into a good public school as a lucky break. He touted his agreement with the Boston Teachers Union to add 40 minutes to each school day, and he announced a pilot program to open college savings accounts for 1,500 Boston public school children. Each student will get $100 with matching contributions if parents contribute more. And in another attempt to offer the city's help to some of its poorest residents, Walsh announced lower utility bills for seniors and disabled homeowners.
The Boston Water and Sewer Commission will boost the water discount rates for all seniors and disabled homeowners to 30%.
And Walsh promised to ask other utilities to follow suit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.